It's, of course, an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parshas Tazria. Again, separate. Tazria and Metzorah, usually they're together, but this week they're separate because we're in a leap year. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Yudbeis Posakav, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Emor. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Daber El B'nei Yisrael Emor. Speak to Klal Yisrael. Isha Ki Tazria V'yalda Zachar. When a woman goes and she has a baby, and she has a baby boy, Ubeyoma Shmini Yimol B'sar Elaso. The Torah tells us that for the 7 days she should be Tomei, and the 8th day she should give the baby a bris milah. Rashi brings it out, it's always about that first. Rashi quoting down Rav Simloy, that why, last week's part of the Parsha Shemini, we ended off speaking last week about the Kashrus, talking about the Simonim, and the Gemara in Nida tells us that Rav Simloy says that just like man came after the animals on day 6, so too the laws of Tumah V'Tahara come after all the Behemah Chayas and Oph. Rav Pams said something amazing. He said, last week's Parsha, we learned about what comes into our mouths, what we're allowed to eat. This week's Parsha, which we all know, we're going to learn about what has to come out of our mouths, because we're going to learn about Saras and how to better our speech. But the first question that glares at us right away, because there's a lot going on, again, it's a short parsha because we break up Tazria and Metzorah. However, the first question is, normally when you think of Tumah, when you think of impurity, you think of an animal that's impure. You think of Avi Avos HaTumah, when there's someone, when there's death, that's Tumah. But why is it when a woman has a child, there's Tumah? What does the Tumah have to do? All the Rishonim are asking, what does Tumah have to do with having a child? And we know 7 days you're Tomei, and on the 8th day you're Tahor. And for the next 33 days, you are Bitahara. And by a woman, if a woman has a girl, Nikeva, she has 14 days of Tomah and 66 days of Tahara. So the first question is why is Tumah related to childbirth? Then the next pasuk, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Bisor Orlaso. Right away, we're talking about Tumah and Tahara. Again, the connection that we're talking about Tumah and Tahara, we have to figure out what exactly is the Tumah and Tahara by childbirth. But then all of a sudden, we start speaking about Bris Mila. What does Bris Mila have to do with whatever we're talking about? Bris Mila. Again, we've spoken about Bris Mila, Parshas Lech Lecha, with Avraham Avinu. We know all the different laws, all the different intricacies about Bris Mila, but what does it have to do with here? Question 2. Question 3. We know we have the Parsha of the Metzorah. The Gemara in Moikotan in the 3rd parak learns all the Hilchos Avelus out from these Halachos of Metzorah. And there's an amazing pasuk. The Torah tells us, going through all the laws, it's amazing, the Negoim, all the laws, it's mamish in the Torah, Negoim, the Mishnayos talk about all these different laws of when a person, he has Saras, and the Gemara tells us in Erechim and after Zion, when does a person have Saras, when he speaks Lashon Hara, and when he's very haughty, and when he has different things, and it spreads to his clothing, spreads to his house. And the Torah tells us something amazing. The Torah tells us, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Nun He. The Torah says, V'ra'ah HaKohen. Again, they had to go and they had to bring it, and the Kohen had to go and decide, is it Tomei, is it not? Acharei Chabetz HaTanega. After the affliction, it was washed. V'nei Lo HaFach HaNega Eseino. And the affliction was not changed. Eseino. Rashi says it didn't become dimmer than originally it was. Ask all the Mepharshim, what does it mean, S-A-No? Lo hafach hanega S-A-No. Why the language of A-No? His eye. What is this eye? What did the eye have to do with anything? And lastly, we'll throw it in there. It's a little connected, but we know that Parshas Tazria, first of all, it's not always read right before Pesach, but Chazal tell us that sometimes it is read. What is the idea of Tazria interconnecting right before a Pesach? So let's just make sure we have it clear. A lot of different inyonim here, but let's make sure we have the clarity. Question one, why is Tumah related to childbirth? When a woman has a baby, so then all of a sudden she becomes Tumah. Why? What's the correlation? Question two, why are we talking about Bris Milah here, right in the beginning of Parshas Tazria? Question three, why is it? Are we saying Hafach et Anega es Eino? The I, what does the I have to do with anything? And we'll call it 3B, a little Drushy type of question, but why specifically this year? Not every year, but Parshas Tazria is right before Pesach. So what's the idea? What's the Yisrael? So the Rishonim and the Achronim are trying to figure out what is this element of Tumah? What is Tumah? What does this impurity have to do with when a woman has a baby? And why specifically when a woman has a girl, it's double. We love girls. We love girls. Got a lot of girls. Baruch Hashem. We love boys also. We love everyone in Klal Yisrael. But why specifically is the Tumah level doubled? Tumah for 14 days and Tahar for 66 when a boy is 7 and 33. So it comes along, there ain't Rabbeinu Bachai. Right, we're speaking about Rabbeinu Bachai a lot. One of the totally Gedolei Rishonim, 1255 to 1340. Rabbeinu Bachai says, Al Pi Kabbalah, again, a Talmud of the great the Rishonim. And Rabbeinu Bachai says that it's really the Tumah and the Tara is for a Kapara, for the Chet of Chava. Again, Al Pi Kabbalah, whatever this means. Last week we spoke about what the sin was about Adam and Chava, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzantzem himself, and therefore he said, listen, I'm going to let them, the Kipshua, conquer into this world, and all of a sudden, man, don't do that, and they do that, right? Whenever the teacher says, don't do that, we do that, right? And it comes from Adam and Chava. So, because of the sin of Chava, what she did to the world, and we know that one of her punishment was the pregnancy, the difficulty in pregnancy, says Rabbeinu Bachai, Tumah was created from Chava. Again, it's not so it's hard to understand, it's different Kabbalah, but again, that's why there's Tumah from Chava. Comes along the great Kotzker Rebbe, and he says something amazing. We know the Gemara tells us in Tainus that there were certain keys that man was not able to be Zocha to. And one of those keys was childbirth. Man was not able to be zeicha to the keys of childbirth. And we know that the Kuzari says something beautiful. The Kuzari says that whenever there's the absence of Kedusha, that brings Tumah. The absence of Kedusha brings Tumah. And he says something amazing. We know the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph that there are three shutvin, there are three partners in the world, man, woman, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given the capability of man and woman to be part of creation, being creators. And Hashem says, listen, I don't give you the key of childbearing, but I give you the ability to be involved. I give you the ability to get involved in this, and you're a creator. And I'm bringing Kedusha into you. I'm letting you have this element of Kedusha, that you could become a creator, and you could create a child with the Ribbono Shel Olam's help, with Siyata Deshmaya. So therefore, I've given you the Kedusha of having a baby, and as we all know, the baby's learning Kol HaTorah Kula inside, both a girl and a boy. Right? Amazing. Baruch Hashem, they're steiging away. That's why when at the Shalom Zocher, again, the Rishonim talk about Shalom Bas, but at the Shalom Zocher, they have the little chickpeas. Why? Because Avilos, because he forgot all his Torah, right? He was in the mother's womb, and he was learning Kol, and she was learning Kol HaTorah Kula, the connection to the Torah. But there's this element of Kedusha. Hashem says, you're going to be a partner. But guess what? Right after a woman has that baby, The baby comes out, and now it's another baby, a child. But now she loses that. At that point, she loses it. So therefore, right at that point, says the great Kutzker, the Kedusha was taken out. Because there was Kedusha that Hashem said, I'm going to give you Kedusha to do this amazing thing. You're going to be part of my creation. You're going to be a creator. But then you're going to come and you're going to have the offspring. And now there's going to be this element of Tumah. And that's why, says, amazing. Why is it double by a girl? Because a girl also has the ability to have children. So since a girl also has a double element of Kedusha, that's why her Tumah is 14 days, and her Tara is 66. It's amazing. So therefore, of course, there's going to be Tumah. Because in the absence of Kedusha, there is Tumah. There's this element of Shechina. Because when a couple has a baby, they're able to bring into the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And obviously, the Shechina is everywhere. But in childbirth, there's this element of Shechina. So that's the idea of Tumah. Either because to go and fix up the sin of Adam and Chava, that they brought Tumah into the world, this element of that there's Kedusha, but in the absence of Kedusha, I once heard from Rav Ari Leibowitz, beautiful, he says that again, when you have a child, there's so many ups and there's so many downs, you bring the child into the world, there's Tumah and there's Taro, there's good thing and there's bad thing, maybe a little drushy, but that's the element here. So what does it have to do with Bris Mila? Why all of a sudden we're talking about Tumah and Taro, and then all of a sudden we make, right in the next puzzle, we talk about Bris Mila. It's amazing. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. David HaMelech goes into the bathhouse, and he's about to go in, and he says, I don't have any mitzvahs. I don't have any mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, I don't have my mezuzah right now. I'm in the bathhouse. I don't have my tzitzis. And then the Gemara says that David was, he was overwhelmed, but he was always a person besimcha. And he said, oh, no, I have my bris mila. I have ice. And everyone's, all the Rishonim are trying to figure out. I saw Ma'ayin Beit HaShoeva, Rav Schwab, in the Sefer. He's trying to figure out what's going on. What's David HaMelech saying? So he says, beautiful, is that David HaMelech realized that I have that bris. I have that bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have that covenant. I'm a different person. As a chinuch mitzvah of Mila, as Hashem comes and He says, I'm going to bring you into this world. You're going to be imperfect, but I give you the ability to work on yourself. Right away, I give you the mitzvah of Bris Mila. 8 days. I give you the ability to work on yourself. And that's what Mila represents. You know, the Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara Nida says, what's the correlation between Tumah and Taharah, a woman has a baby, and all of a sudden, Bris Mila. So the Gemara says something amazing. It says, because in the Torah, 7 days Taharah, on the 8th day, 7 days Tumah, and the 8th day, she's Taharah. So therefore, they're able to rejoice and hug each other, and Baruch Hashem able to do it at the Bris Mila. Again, nowadays, a woman is Tumah for longer. She's seeing Dam, and she's Tumah for longer. So maybe you should have the Bris Mila later. However, says the Vilna Gaon, that no, we don't change Bris Mila, Shmini Yimo Basar El Asol. The Torah tells us that we have on the 8th day, and it's very fascinating. The Rambam tells us more in Nevuchim that the reason why does the baby get a Bris Mila on the 8th day? Because that's the pinnacle of the strength. And everyone's trying to figure out, the Rambam can't argue on a Gemara. What do you mean it's a pinnacle of the strength, the 8th day? And it's crazy because if you look it up, like Google it, the 8th day is the baby is at its the strongest point of its health of the 8th day. The least chance of blood clotting is on the Chazal science, and Chazal knew everything. Hafoch bo v'kula bo, everything is in the Torah. But they say, hey, had the Rambam, the Gemara says that the couple is able to hug each other at the Bris Mila. So the Torah Tumima says, no, you know why? Because 8th day, you know where the Kedusha was? It passed the Shabbos. When the baby passes the Shabbos, it has extra strength. It has the ability of greatness. So that's the idea here. There's Tumah, there's Tara, there's Kedusha. Hashem says, Kedusha. And now that I'm going to go and give you Kedusha, but I'm going to give you Bris Milah, because Bris Milah represents the idea that you have the ability to tap in. I created you, but you have the ability to tap in. So what does that have to do with the next part of the Parsha? Because we all know that the next part of the Parsha talks about Saras. And Saras, a person gets Saras when he speaks Lashon Hara. And the Gemara in Erechin actually says that a person gets Saras when he's very brazen. He thinks he's it's all about him. And comes along the great Chedusha Harim, and the Chedusha Harim says that, why does it say Eino, HaMesfafech Eino, his eye? Says the Chedusha Harim, you know what caused him this Saras? His eye, the way he looked at things. When he spoke Lashon Hara, and again, we fall, we make mistakes, we're not perfect. But when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it's either because they're jealous of that other person, they like hack, they like gossip, they don't think that person deserves what they have, they feel bad about themselves. To have fachas eino, you're able to change your eye. The Chafetz Chaim said, what does that mean, change your eye? It's my eye. How do I look at things? How do I bring things into my heart? It's my heart and my eyes. Do that. Hafaches eino. I change the way I look at something. The great Chedush Harim says that it's a nega. If you change around the words nega, it's oneg. You could take a nega and you could turn oneg. The same. That's the great of our eyes. That we have such limited beings. We're so limited. We're people that just, again, we see things, but it's not all about the eyes. It's about the muna shlema, but it's about perspective, and it's about seeing, looking at things deeper. As we know, the Mishnah tells us, all those parakei, Mishnah Yutes, a difference between Avram. Avram had this element of ayin tova, because Avram was always able to look at the good at things, and Bilam was ayin, he was mu. And when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's not looking at the good. He needs to always see the good, and it's hard sometimes. But a person has the ability to do it. You know, this week, my Rebbe, or Esther, he lost a child. He lost his oldest son, Yishai ben Avram, Yitzchak, Moshe. And shy person, I knew him personally, such an amazing guy, and they were telling stories about him. He was so happy. He would always do everything with fire and bread. And he had such close connections with so many big people, with Rav Don Segel, and he was Mashamish people. And he would go around and near Yeshiva, and he would make sure that all the plates were separated and everyone had their food. And he would go and deliver groceries to people that no one even knew. And he was a person of besimcha. He was able to see things in such a high level. And you know, when you go to a shiva house, I also went to another one of my good friends, one of my colleagues, Nori Shalayim, Gali Berkowitz, and his father recently, Nifter. And he was tremendous Baal Tzedakah, Baal Chesed, always giving, also his father. When you go to a shiva house, and they're just telling stories, and I was sitting there listening, and I started thinking, no, we got to just keep on building our stories, our lives, doing chesed, looking at things positively, just keep on looking deeper and deeper, giving to the doubt, learning, writing down our Torah, understanding our Torah. We're in this world for a limited amount of time. The Gemara Pesachim says how long we're here until. We think that we're here until forever. We're not. But we need to sit down with ourselves and start realizing that we could go more, bigger, and bigger, and bigger. The Rabbanu Shlomo is very proud of us, and we need to be proud of ourselves also. But we need to strive for greatness, not just be mediocre. Be that Baal Chesed, be that person that pushes himself a little more, a little more, a little more. These are the stories they're going to tell of you, but you're going to be in Shemaim after Meiv Esrim. And Hashem is going to ask you, were you the best person that you could be? When there was a nega, were you able to turn it oneg? And that's the idea of Tsaras. That this person, he spoke Lashon Hara. There was an Avelus. The Gemara Moikotin says there was an Avelus. Because he spoke bad about someone in Klal Yisrael. But if a person was able to give that person the benefit of the doubt, and it didn't speak bad, and everything would have been flipped. And you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu has so many brachas, and he's given us the mouth to do amazing things with our mouth. To say brachas, the kavana, to say it out loud, to daven, to speak words of encouragement. It's tremendous what Hashem is. And this is the time. Pesach. Pesach. My mouth speaking. Paro. What is Paro? Pera. As Mepharshim say, Paro was all about my mouth. Bad. Because Hashem says, listen, I've given you everything, but now you need to go. You have Bechira Chavshas, and you need to utilize it in the right way. And if you're able to do that, life's awesome. You know, Pinchas writes, it's amazing. He says, you know, we go through life, but really, things are hard. And we all know we have different difficulties and things are thrown at us all the time. But really, the starting point, says Pinchas, is that we have to be besimcha. Why? We have a connection with Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik said, by definition, simcha means lifnei Hashem Elokecha. To sit in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So our starting point is besimcha. We're besimcha. But sometimes, again, life gets involved and things happen. But the starting point is that we're besimcha, and we need to feel that we're besimcha. The more a person realizes this, the greater their life is going to be. You know, they tell an amazing story. A big rav from Kiryat Sefer of Zicherman was asked the following shaila. There's someone couldn't move any bone in his body. And he wanted to know, can I say the bracha sha'asa li kol soraki, that I'm able to do everything, all my need. He's not able to do all, he can't move, he's paralyzed, he can't move anything. And Rav Zicherman went to the great Rav Osner, who was one of the Gedolei Ador, one of the biggest poskei Ador in Bnei Brak. And he went and he asked him the shaila, and Rav Osner says, I need to go see this person. Goes to this person, and when the person sees Rav Osner come in, again, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Poskei Ador, come in his room, he doesn't know what to do. He's paralyzed, he can't move. And he can't even believe that the Poskei Ador came into his room. And Rav Osner told him, listen, 70 years ago, I'm a Talmud of Rav Meir Shapiro, from Lublin, the start of the Daf Yomi, and there was a person that was paralyzed, wasn't able to move, and Rav Meir Shapiro took me, I was one of his talmidim, and we went to go visit him, to Mivakar Chayla, and we came into the room, and this person didn't even know what to do, the Gadol Ador just walked, and he said, I can't do anything, I can't get you a cup of water, I can't stand up for you, I can't do anything, I'm so embarrassed. And Rav Meir Shapiro turned to him and said, the amount of pain that you're in, what you're going through, I never can understand. I can't understand what you're going through. But he said, I can't move my bones. I can't move my body. But he turned to Rav Meir Shapiro and he said, but I know, well, you know what? I can move my mouth. And I know I have the ability to smile. And Rav Meir Shapiro told over that story. And Rav Osner went to go tell over to this person, Shasi Lo Kol Tzorki, the story. And the person was in the spoil. And he said, wow, things are hard. But wow, we have the ability to smile. Because we have a lot of things. But we have the ability to smile. You know, they say that we could become a Bor Bereshis HaRabim.
Right? We know you could become a pit. Warren Bava Kama tells you one of the Arba Ovos Nezikin, one of the four of the level of damages is a pit. Right? Interesting. You leave your backpack in the middle of the floor and someone trips. Maybe that's your four. But the Bali Musar explained that you could even be a Borber Shis HaRabi, because if you don't smile, you're not helping anyone. But the opposite also. If you do smile, and you do say a nice word, or you send someone a text that you haven't sent a text in so long, little things make greatness. Little things make greatness. Rirochem Levavit says, when you go on the details, right? Chifrim Pua, poo poo poo, shifshi, right? From Pesach time, I have a little shifshi, right? Because they went for the little things, and little things bring greatness. And I think we can answer up all these questions. Question one was Tumah and Tara, how does it relate? Because Hashem says, you the ability to create, I bring you in the Kedusha, but in the absence of Kedusha, we know that's Tumah. What's the whole idea of Bris Milah? Hashem says, I give you perfection. But I make you, David HaMelech was so upset, I didn't have any mitzvahs, and he says, no, but I have the oath of the Bris Milah, that I'm a person that's able to have an oath with the Ribbono Shel. And that's what Bris Milah is about. Right, the eighth day, we spoke about last week, L'mayla min ha-teva, the eighth, more, greater, we're supernatural people. That's what we're about. And why tsaras? Why is it a no? Because if a person is able to change his outlook, he's able to look at things they. And we all have the ability to do it. Sometimes it's hard. But we have the ability to look at this big world and to see all the chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us and continues to do for us. And we're able to hisfach eino. We could change our eye. We could realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. We're living our lives. We're living our journeys. And now we just have to keep on bringing Kedusha into it. More and more and more. This is Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parsha Tazria. Realize the Kedusha of our words, the Kedusha of our Torah. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.